Substitute power for Dr. Mengele and scientific for medical. And it strikes me we have a pretty good short description of the system we're stuck in, that it is a laboratory of pathology, their pathology. And the central problem for us in this is that it's endless. It has no bottom. And their dragging us into their abyss is relentless. So we must resist. Who will say this? For them, we are but fodder for proving they're smarter, quote unquote. Quote, the racial state is not to maintain one social class in the possession of the predominant influence which it has exercised hitherto. Its task is to search for the best brains amongst the members of the community and to confer on them employment and dignities, says Hitler, unquote. Totalitarianism, class, understands perfectly our longing for recognition, and particularly recognition of our gifts, and fully exploits it, strokes the egos of the most vulnerable, our children. The best brains? Really? To this, Karl Popper says, indeed, our intellectual as well as our ethical education is corrupt. It's perverted by the admiration of brilliance, of the way things are said, which takes the place of a critical appreciation of the things that are said and the things that are done. It is perverted by the romantic idea of the splendor of the stage of history on which we are the actors. We are educated to act with an eye to the gallery. The whole problem of educating man to a sane appreciation of his own importance relative to that of other individuals is thoroughly muddled by these ethics of fame and fate, by a morality which perpetuates an educational system that is still based upon the classics with their romantic view of the history of power and their romantic tribal morality, which goes back to Heraclitus, a system whose ultimate basis is the worship of power. It's under the influence of such romantic ideas that individualism is still identified with egoism, as it was by Plato, and altruism with collectivism, unquote, says Karl Popper.